It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Jason Maxwell. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
It's going well over here, all things considered.
Excellent. Where is over here for you? Where are you at?
Over here is typically around the Toronto area, but actually at the moment I'm secluded up in Muskoka, staying at the cabin, just trying to stay busy with all the music stuff.
I guess there would be worse places to self-quarantine, hey?
Yeah, you might say so. I mean, as long as it's not raining, it's the perfect place to be.
That's right. I would imagine there's a lot of creativity going on with you and other artists because there's really no gigs and there's really, I shouldn't say there's nothing to do, but there's really nothing to do, right?
I'll spill it out for you. Yeah, there's really nothing to do right now. So I feel like everybody, including all the other artists that I'm friends with, everybody's just stuck inside writing, and it's really a strange time, and I feel like this is almost a time capsule that we'll all look back on and hopefully just some months or a year or two from now and be like, well, look at all the creative works we put together. Probably wouldn't have happened if there wasn't a global pandemic, but you know what? All things considered, it's amazing to, with how everything spreads digitally these days, it's incredible how the music industry really hasn't stopped. It's just changed its approach, and it's still revving.
There is a great new tune of yours out on radio right now called Girls Like to Dance. Tell me about that song.
Funny enough, that was actually one of my favorite songs I've recorded to date. I had no idea how I wanted to release it. It was just a fun song that I wanted to do with one of my buddies, actually, who's featured on the tune. And we decided to get together and shoot a little music video for it, which we put a spin on it. Instead of girls liking to dance, it was really just us two guys dancing, and we happened to shoot it in a mall, and we got a lot of funny reactions, and you know what? The tune turned out great. We got some attention on it, and it ended up as a sync placement in a movie that'll be on Netflix next year.
Nice, nice. Now tell me about your friend. His name is Matt Teed, right?
Yes, Matt Teed, correct.
Who is he, and how long have you known him?
Matt Teed is, you know what, I would say now, he's a good friend of mine. I'm just kidding. He's always been a good friend of mine. But he came across me in the Toronto scene. I just saw some of my songs, and I checked out some of his YouTube videos. And funnily enough, I asked him out of the blue if he would be interested in singing on the track with me. I thought our voices meshed really well. They blend well together in a mix. And he jumped on the idea. It started taking off and doing well, so I actually asked him after that if he wanted to play on a couple of my shows that I was doing at the time, back when live shows were a thing. Mm-hmm. And he graciously accepted, and ever since then, it's been amazing. He's an incredible writer, he's a great artist, and you know, it's always good to meet people in the industry who are like-minded and want to get involved and want to help too, and couldn't say enough good things about that guy.
You mentioned the song is on a movie, Full Out 2, is that right?
Yes, correct. The movie is actually out currently. Mm-hmm. It's out on Amazon, Vimeo, a ton of different digital stores online, none of which I'm actually that familiar with. I'm a Netflix guy, so for me, I've seen the screening, I've seen it on the other platforms, but I know it'll be out on Netflix next summer when the Olympics resume. It was supposed to be out this summer, but because the Olympics got pushed back, the movie's tied into the Olympic gymnastics in the States, so there's the plot is kind of revolving around dancing and I'm actually the only singer in it, so it'll be hard to miss me. It'll be real hard to miss.
How cool is that to have a song of yours on in a movie?
It's definitely one of the coolest experiences I've had to date, and you know what? If that's the coolest one ever, I'm totally happy with it. It's it's crazy to see now that there's listenership and viewership and people using Shazam and other apps to find out who I was in the movie and seeing it spread to all sorts of countries that I would never have the opportunity to market myself in or travel to, like Japan and the Netherlands and really globally worldwide. It's cool to see all these people seeing this guy in the movie as the singer of the country song and all of a sudden checking him out and following me on Instagram or following my Spotify profile. It's really a humbling experience to see how far things can go with just a little idea, just a little funny creative idea.
For sure. Is Instagram the best way to get a hold of you then, Jason, or how do we do that?
You know what? Instagram definitely was, but I would have to admit that nowadays I am all over TikTok. I don't want to go on the record and say this, but I'm probably one of the most active country artists in Canada on TikTok. I just post every single day. Tons of funny content mixed in with my musical content, so it keeps everybody happy and It's just a crazy platform of how fast you can grow. Funnily enough, I just had a video that was just posted by TSN, the sports network. They reposted one of the videos we shot, so hopefully I can continue to keep these viral trends going, and hopefully it gets all the listeners who appreciate both sides of my creativity to check out the music too.
Awesome, Jason. Thank you so much for the chat today. Good luck with this new tune, and we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having me on.
Jason Maxwell on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.